This is JIS News. Coming up, farmers encouraged to utilize provisions to export to the U.S. Jamaica Fire Brigade Community Bushfire Program gets funding support, and citizens urged to preserve Blue and John Crow Mountains. The news in detail after this break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Farmers are being encouraged to take advantage of provisions for speedy exports to the United States market. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Keller says some 52 products have received pre-clearance into the U.S. Pre-clearance is provided by the United States Department of Agriculture, and the products include fruits and crops such as breadfruit and callaloo.
Things such as pineapple, strawberries, and even guineas, there is a market for all these things. So there are opportunities here. Jamaica needs to take advantage of these provisions, which facilitates speedy exports.
Minister Kellyer was speaking Tuesday at an Agricultural Competitiveness Program export marketing seminar. He says Jamaican farmers currently only supply less than 25% of the products on the list of 52. The minister is therefore urging extension offices with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to sensitize farmers about the Jamaican produce that have been pre-cleared for export to the United States. The list also includes pak choy, papaya, guava, okra, jackfruit, and lemongrass. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has received $12.6 million from the British High Commission to fund its community bushfire management education program. The initiative was developed to curtail the unsustainable burning practices that have caused millions of dollars worth of damage just this year. State Minister for Local Government and Community Development, Colin Fagan, is commending the partnership between the High Commission and the JFB, which he says will prove fruitful.
The relationship that exists between the British High Commissioner and the Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade will bring forth much fruit. I can speak with confidence that the Jamaica Fire Brigade is on its way up.
Mr. Fagan was speaking at the launch of the program held at the York Park Fire Station in Kingston Monday. The money will be used to train firefighters and community members, as well as to implement community fire safety programs. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Fire Brigade has undertaken steps to repair and install fire hydrants across the island. State Minister for Local Government and Community Development Colin Fagan says the efficiency of the network of fire hydrants is critical to the work of the JFB.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade is now repairing 280 hydrants and installing some 75 new ones across the parishes. And of course, routine maintenance work of approximately 1,200 hydrants.
Meanwhile, the brigade is gearing up to enlist a new set of firefighters come next year. Mr. Fagan has lauded the recruitment drive in progress, which has already seen over 100 firefighters being enrolled and undergoing training. The first cohort is set to graduate in December, with a new batch to begin training in January 2016. And members of the public are being warned that they could face fines of up to $50,000 for committing various offenses in the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park World Heritage Site. Assistant Director of Archaeology at the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Sylvanus Walters, says efforts are being made to protect the site from threats of hunting and killing of animals, cutting down trees for farming, dumping of garbage, mining and quarrying, and the establishment of illegal settlements.
There are penalties for breaches. Offenders may be prosecuted, serving a sentence up to 2 years, or they might receive a fine up to $50,000. The lowest fine could be up to about $10,000.
Mr. Walters was speaking in an interview with JIS News. On July 3, the site, which occupies three portions of the parishes of Portland, St. Thomas, and St. Andrew, was declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO World Heritage Committee. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.